Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I didn't do the woo. That's an Andy and Randy
woo!
Thing.
I added it to the folder for nothing.
It got used. Andy and Randy. Andy on vacation. Randy taking the day off. He'll be back tomorrow. We got Abe. We got Bo. Before we get to the most important story of the day, here's something I just saw. Track athletes at the Olympics getting prize money.
Yes.
$50,000 for a gold medal. That goes for men and women. And the relays, they'll split the $50,000.
They'll run faster now.
Is
that not how that works? They'll try harder?
I would try a little. Well, they're going to try hard as it is. A little harder, though, for that $50,000. That's not
bad. There are, in jokes aside, there are some countries where the extra money will matter. U.S., they get paid a little bit anyways. Yeah. Plus,
but that's a nice little.
But there's also the thing we think about, like, oh, yeah, like Noah Lyles needs another $50,000 to run fast. There are also other events, javelin, hammer throw, some of the field events.
That'd make a big difference to them.
Steeplechase.
Right.
I mean, can you name the top American steeplechaser?
I used to. Okay. I used to know the top eight back in 1992, yeah, but so not anymore.
Not anymore. but, yeah, you know.
I think it violates the spirit of the Olympics. Well, says the officials that are so corrupt and they benefit mightily.
Well, and then even more so, not this Olympics, but in the LA Olympics, they're going to have money for silver and bronze. Which
yeah,
I,
that's starting
I do
in 2028.
Think,
that is
I think
correct.
That will assist even more across some of the countries that maybe don't have the same ability to put money into training programs like the U.S. does, like Jamaican track, Canada. Canada's got fast guys too, man.
All right, let's do
You know who might get some of that cash, by the way?
Who's that?
Your boy out of Georgia.
Oh, come on. White Lightning.
There you go.
What's his name?
I'm blanking on it, too, so that's a problem. Matt Bowling.
Matt Bowling.
But Matt, they also had the Georgia unofficially set the indoor 400-meter world record this year. A guy out of Georgia.
Really?
Yeah.
That's impressive. You know, Arkansas is normally the big SEC.
They get it done, too. Florida's won a number of them. Yeah.
But Arkansas used to be just almost a dynasty. All right. What's the most important story of the day?
Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Non-surgical treatments for joint pain.
Bow!
We had the lead at 1.2. You know, I think you want to stay aggressive. And we had a few good looks that didn't fall. So, you know, as I said, I don't really begrudge that, you know, as long as guys are confident and they're playing for each other. And, you know, I thought we did a few things that were pretty good to get to spots. It's always hard to get wide open looks late in the game.
It's Quinn Snyder talking about wasn't too upset with the shot selection last night. They just didn't fall. Had a bad night. It's going to cost you. Does that mean that Trae Young plays tonight to get his legs under him for the postseason? I hope he does for personal reasons. I'm there. And plus, I'd like to see up close how things look with him in there as they try to figure things out, especially going into the offseason. Who's going to stay? Who's going to go? Or are they both going to stay? Jonte and
Trae. I'm not sure this 3 or 4 game stretch is going to be the determining factor necessarily. I'd like to think they have a general idea of the plan right now.
Well, you know what? You contradicted yourself because you actually opined sitting out those 20 games. Did Trae learn anything about how to coexist maybe?
All right. You want to know how I save this?
Yeah.
Because if he did, it won't be a 3 or 4 game stretch.
No.
It'll be a win in the playoffs. We're going to go to Boston, beat the hell
sure,
out of those guys.
Sure, but you're laying the building block, so you will see a pulse of them. We're really bogging down in too much of the minutiae.
I'm excited. I would like to see him return. I'm excited to see it. I am interested. We talked about this earlier. Does he come off the bench or does he start? Does he let the game – would Quinn Snyder let the game play itself into a rhythm first before adding Trae into the mix? Do you bring it right off the bat? Does the injury to Jalen Johnson maybe change a couple things in that realm?
I certainly think that would, right, as far as your rotation?
I don't know if it – overall, yeah, I don't know if it changes. Like, if Jalen's in there, would Trae have sat? But since Jalen's not your star, I don't know to that extent if it plays a role. But
what is it to play for in these last – you're pretty much already slotted in the play-in. Are you playing for a
home? You're definitely
in
the play-in. Yeah. You theoretically could catch and pass the Bulls. They need to lose. You need to win a couple times.
And that means a home game.
It would be unlikely, and you'd still have to go on the road for the second game. The worst-case scenario if you do have – you're an 8 seed no matter what. There's no way to get to the 7 seed.
Nope.
I don't even mean in the regular season. I mean through the play-in round, you're stuck. Even if you win both games, you're going to be the 8 seed. You're going to face the Boston Celtics, who are locked in as the 1. But, I mean, yeah, like – I don't know. Is this just me, Rob? Like, does the potential of Trae kind of reignite a little bit of juice into these last 3 games of the season? I get excited for everything. Like, I was excited last night. I don't know.
I'd be excited to see him get his legs arm ready for the play-in. The Hawks hopefully win that. They have done pretty well in them the last couple of years, right?
I'm not suggesting this is going to be this scenario. But, like, what if he does come in and does do those things?
Yeah.
Like, the ball's moving. What if he comes in and, like, all of a sudden it's like I said, the world opened up as he was sitting on the sideline. And it's like, I can do this.
A light bulb moment. Yeah.
And what if he comes in and they're just like, it's Charlotte, so you take but, like, what if they pop, like, 150 to 103 tonight?
Drop a 150?
I mean, like, why not?
Why not?
Like, because this is the whole point, right? If you bring the elite offensive player that Trae is into the system and keep those guys involved, how much better is the system than it was with DeJounte? And I'm not even focusing on the defensive side of things. That'll take care of itself, or it won't.
I just hope we don't have a blow-it-up scenario in the offseason and have to endure a 5-6 year rebuilding.
It's going
to
be tough tonight anyways, because like we said, if you missed the second part of the game last night, if you weren't tuned into the overtimes either, Jalen Johnson does roll his ankle pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
He was able to get off the floor under his own power. He walked back to the locker room. It doesn't look like it's, you know, crazy, but
he just did it a month ago, though. It's the same ankle, too, I believe.
You never know, high ankle, low ankle.
Yep. And high ankle, well, you're out for a while.
But you've also got a situation, Rob, that sometimes it just looks bad, and the actual limitation on the ankle isn't that much. Like, we've seen guys where we thought, oh, my God, that guy's going to be out a month after seeing that thing turn. He's 8 minutes later, they taped it up.
Back to Max Fried, the World Series. That looked horrible.
Sometimes it just kind of works. So, we'll see, but I'm not expecting him to play. I am expecting Trae to play. And then we got the other situation come Friday is Karl-Anthony Towns for a team that looks like they could potentially win the Western Conference.
Right.
Is been out for a month with his, calf injury for him or whatever
it was.
Not
playing tonight, that's definite.
And so they've said he's not playing tonight. But there's potential and they're trying to do the same thing with Karl-Anthony Towns. Get him back into the flow of things. Get him some game action. And so We actually could have not just Anthony Edwards on Friday night, but also Carl Anthony Towns making his return, and obviously the Hawks going up to Minnesota, and then they'll wrap up their season at Indiana at the Pacers. So that could be a tough one to keep an eye on, too, though, if Cat returns.
You bring up Anthony Edwards, and clearly what a wonderful, explosive player he is. We're going to have to replace the faces of the NBA pretty soon. LeBron's not going to be around forever. Clearly, Steph Curry, 35. Who are those people going to be?
Yeah, I think Luka, more than anyone.
Joker doesn't care to be.
He's too good to not be, yep. Whether it's by choice or not.
But he doesn't want to deal with any frivolity off the court, though. He just wants to go home to his horses.
But he's in there. Ant-Man is interesting because he's right on the precipice of, like, when is the next step for him?
Yeah.
And he's already an incredibly talented player.
Dropped 50 last night.
But the question is, when is he – his next step is when he becomes undoubtedly one of the five best players in the league. And he's real close. He does it on all aspects, offensive, defensive, teammate, all that stuff. He's very close to being one of the five best players in the entire NBA.
Yeah,
I think him and Joker, or, excuse me, Luka, Wemby certainly is.
Wemby, yep.
And I'm not talking about now we're going back to the faces, not necessarily one of the top five. But
right.
And he's probably going to be there in 2 or 3 years as well. But, yeah, in terms of the faces of the league, yeah, Ant-Man, Wemby, Luka Doncic.
Chet Holmgren.
You could have, like, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, though.
Yeah.
Jason Tatum's kind of – he's got to win a title if
he
wants
does,
to.
He does, but he's right there, too. And that's an important thing for the NBA because eras of the NBA are identified by 2-3 guys. Every era is. When you look back on it, that's who
– I think it's more than that. I think it's more than that few, though.
Yeah.
I think it's more like 8 to 10 guys.
But back in the day, though, it was Bird and Magic, and then
– Yeah, but you had
– On the tail end of Dr. J.
Slide into Jordan. There's Isaiah that's going on there.
Right.
There's Barkley in that era, and it kind of gets a little messy. But I feel you. Hey, did I ask you about this, about the Cooper thing in the Hall of Fame? Did we talk about that? We talked about it on and off the cuff a couple days ago, didn't we?
What precisely?
About the NBA Hall of Fame. And Michael Cooper getting in?
Oh, yeah.
We talked about that.
It's kind of like slightly surprised, maybe, but really not. Larry Bird called him. He was the toughest guy that ever
you
guarded
me. You seemed almost as equally surprised that Chauncey got in.
I kind of was
a
little bit, yeah. But if you go back and look at the body of work, you know, it's not fair just
but
to
you
hear
think
somebody's
of all the greats,
name
like
and
Chauncey
judge them immediately.
Was a leader of that franchise,
he
Detroit.
Was. He was.
Won multiple titles, did his thing. But he's also in the area where we've got prime Allen Iverson.
Mm-hmm.
Prime Kobe Bryant, you've got a number of those sorts of dudes. Chauncey wasn't like those dudes.
Is he like the musician's musician? You know, there's those musicians who don't quite get the fame and fortune.
Well, are you a big stand-up giants? Comedy guy?
Yeah.
Like Brian Regan. Brian Regan is like discussed pretty widely among comics
yes.
as one of the best comics
and clean,
of all time.
Clean comedian, too.
Clean comedian. He's one of my favorite comedians.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have the pull of...
He's not selling out arenas necessarily.
Right. No.
Didn't he come to State Farm though? Hadn't he gotten? To
I don't know.
Level?
I don't think he did State Farm. He would have been at like the Fox or something.
Okay, which still isn't bad. Yeah.
No. But he's a guy that's like the players view him differently than necessarily the fan base.
All right. Coming up next, the unintended consequences of NIL, and I think they run pretty deep. I've thought a lot about this. I don't begrudge kids getting paid, but at what cost? Ultimately, that's coming up next. Andy and Randy, we got Abe, we got me, we got Bo, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too.
Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This hour brought to you by the Man Cave Store. It's your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. 404-726-0929 is the number of our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. And also, get ready for AME, Ask Me Anything, Ask Us Anything, 404-726-0929 there as well. Hit us up on the socials. As I've been saying all week, I'm an open book, naked, vulnerable. Ask me anything you would like. All right.
I'm glad that's not a literal truth today. The naked part would be a little off-putting. It'd be tough to focus.
You'd be blind by the pastiness. I'm as white as this piece of paper.
You did call yourself a pasty Dutchman yesterday. So.
All right. NIL. Have always been all for it, but what are the unintended consequences? But at what cost? You have these kids in high school, basically all they have is a bit of a reputation and a very flamboyant, wonderful, explosive highlight video. And they're expecting to get paid and paid a lot based on potential. Okay, people are willing to do that. People are vying for their services. That's how the market works. You know, they're going to offer you so much, we're going to offer you a little bit more. But what are the long-term consequences of it is what I'm wondering about. Because you have a lot of these kids. Number one, you have zero executive function until you're 25 years old. That means you can't really process the consequences of your actions or your statements or anything like that. You're clueless. Now you have a 19-year-old kid that's suddenly the breadwinner in a house, and he's the leader of the household. He's not being held accountable. He goes to a college campus. Is he going to be entitled? Is he going to be coachable? Is he going to look at his offensive coordinator and think, I make 10 times the money you do, old man? You know what I mean? You're driving great coaches out of the game as well, Nick Saban. They don't want to deal with the nonsense either. And like I said, I get it, but what's the ultimate cost? And if you erode the great coaching in college football, how's that going to affect the pro game and the development of these players who are seemingly going to be entitled, are going to feel like they arrived, are going to lose that edge, are going to lose that urgency to get better? Is it going to erode their work ethic? I don't know, but I wonder.
There's a couple things that I look at and think that maybe I was naive personally. Maybe I didn't understand the impact this would have. The first thing is it's no longer been about the football. Or basketball. Yeah. It is now about maximizing your ability to earn. And I think it's working backwards.
Enhance your social media brand.
I think when they introduced the idea of NIL, it was like, okay, these guys who are the schools are profiting from are now going to be able to profit as well.
And that's great. But what's the ultimate cost?
It has turned into a much more direct pay-to-play than I thought it probably would be. And a lot of that has to do with no legislation, it's state by state, school by school, right. Have their own rules. It needed all that's its own thing. I was completely naive on this, Rob. I was way wrong about the benefits of it because I really thought it would be a positive for the guys who deserve it to be able to get a little scratch while also focusing on their career path, which would be maximize your ability playing football and eventually, like you said, develop. And I think there are way – I mean, you look at – and by the way, it's not just NIL's problem. The transfer portal has added to this.
Yeah.
The transfer portal has doubled and maybe tripled the impact of NIL. If it was NIL without the transfer portal, you'd be stuck making very serious life decisions, and yep. You have to stand by that decision, right? You'd have to stay at that school.
Not anymore.
But because of that, it has now turned into, I could stay here, or I could go here because they're offering my money. Yep. And the next year I could go somewhere else because they're offering. I think the transfer portal has actually probably had a bigger impact on the impact of NIL than NIL itself. And I think that's very unfortunate.
It's true, and I've heard Rusty.
Football's not number one anymore. It's just about how can I monetize myself.
That's what it is.
Development of your skill set, and by the way, that's also what makes the guys who are focused on the right things so much better, so much different than maximizing yourself. The guys that are focused on the right things, and that doesn't mean you can't have a car. Right, Carson Beck? Doesn't mean you can't have a car. But what did Carson Beck do? In a year, he could have turned pro. He wants to work on some things.
Yeah.
He wants to continue to develop.
Apparently, he looks great, second by the way. Year. Even a little bit better and sharp and everything else.
But when I look at Carson Beck, I don't look at Carson Beck as a guy that stayed in school because he thought he'd make more of the college this year than a guy who would make in the draft and
turn pro. Yeah, he's staying because I need to get a little bit better.
He's staying
for the
right.
And maybe this quarterback class, too, is like, I don't want to be a part of that.
And you know who else is doing that? And sure, like we're picking on Georgia here because they're the team. You know who else is doing that? Is Gunnar Stockton.
Mm-hmm.
Gunnar Stockton could go elsewhere, get money, probably be a starter right now.
Yep.
But what is he doing?
He's staying.
He's
and
learning
no
from the
system. Because you have Puglisi pushing him.
That's right. He's learning from Carson Beck, who's going to be probably a first rounder, potentially a Heisman candidate. He's learning from Kirby Smart, who has put how many guys, over 100 guys into the NFL in the past 4 or 5 years. Right. You see the differences of guys who are in football to be football players and the guys that are in football, as you say, right, for clout, for money. For that doesn't mean they can't be good players. You can also be a good player while looking at the wrong thing.
What are the long-term consequences going to be, especially for these kids? When you're that young and you get that much money – and you've never really accomplished anything to get that money outside of being highly touted out of high school, what does that do to a kid's psyche? That makes him entitled. That makes him self-obsessed.
From the football perspective, the long-term impact to me is there needs to be more emphasis on scouts.
Yeah.
Because I don't think the collegiate player will be coached to the point where they're ready to enter the NFL. So what does that now do? Places emphasis on scouting. But also an emphasis on coaching when they're at the NFL level. You did not have to coach guys at the NFL level in previous eras because they played 3 years of college football. They did the things you needed them to do.
Well, you did, but you had to coach them in a more mature way. I know exactly what you're saying.
I'm not saying
though.
A complete lack of coaching in the NFL level.
I know exactly what
you're
saying.
You didn't have to take something raw and develop it.
Yeah.
Unless it was later in the draft, I think you're going to have scouts noticing things more and more on top prospects because they haven't had the development that they needed to at the collegiate level. From that perspective, that now takes it back to your point about do players come into the league? And a lot of people may say this about Caleb Williams. I don't know.
I think about that.
Is Caleb Williams Hollywood?
Yeah.
We've heard the rumors. He don't want to play for that team. He wants a part of the ownership. Are we going to see more of those complaints from not just the number one overall pick or a quarterback, but from all sorts of guys? Marvin Harrison. I'm not suggesting Marvin Harrison is like this. I'm just using him in this example. What if you have a receiver that's one of the best receivers in the country and says, I don't want to go to that team. I don't like that quarterback. He's not good enough to throw me the ball.
You're going
to
see it. That's where
we're
the
not there
self
yet.
Obsession,
we're not there yet.
It's
but you're going to see that.
You're going to see that.
And so do we get a lot more draft holdouts? Do we get – I mean, I don't know where it unravels itself towards.
What's the ultimate – where's the bottom on this as far as all the chaos
The bottom
goes?
Of it eventually – because here's where it really ends, Rob. The college players can do whatever they want, and the college game can do whatever they want. When the NFL steps in and puts pressure – wherever they need to put pressure, whether that's on Congress.
I think they're going to have to.
Whether it's on Congress, whether it's on the conferences, whether it's on the NCAA, wherever the NFL feels we need to step in here, they have the power to step in and enact change. And whenever it reaches that boiling point where the NFL goes to its congressmen, because I think it needs to be done at the federal level, the national level, not state by state.
But are private schools immune because they don't get any government money?
Then you're not going to get any draft picks. I think the college.
Isn't Notre Dame a private school?
Yeah. But I think they're playing by the rule. I think they're playing by the same rules.
I understand that.
I think that if the NFL says we need to get this back to how it was, they'll find a way to do it.
Something's going to have to happen.
But they're not enacting themselves on this right now.
And again, I do not begrudge people going out getting as much money as they possibly can, but what's the ultimate cost to the product that they are profiting from?
You're also losing coaches.
You're also losing
the other
coaches. That's a big thing.
And I mean,
you heard Rusty Manziel. He's talked about players come in week by. I need an extra $10,000. I need an extra $15,000. I need this. I need that. You have parents coming in. Yeah, great academics. How much are you going
to
pay us?
So we start to develop a line of coaches that are able to better deal with this than, say, Nick Saban was in terms of handling it internally. Understanding that's the rigors of the job.
Well, you just have these bloated bureaucracies in football offices in college.
So that's now what the emphasis of coaching is.
Yeah.
Do you lose what you need to have on the field? What Kirby Smart can do? What
Saban
can do?
I think the product's going to ultimately suffer a little bit. It's sad. But like I said, you know, for the longest time, it's nice the players can profit, but now it's gone too far to the other extreme. We have to regress back to the mean somehow, some way. AMA's coming up, 404-726-0929. Ask us any possible thing. Now, when is the what's it called? The slap fighting. What's it called?
Power slap.
Power slap. Is that Friday?
Yeah, Friday.
Is it pay per view?
No.
What can you find it on?
It's on an app called Rumble.
Rumble,
which I don't have. I'll just watch it on my phone off of like the link, because you can watch it like off of a link that Twitter redirects you to.
Because what I've seen is it does crack you. It's funny.
It's the best. I love it.
It's pretty cool. All right, going to come back. Let's do the AMA. Andy and Randy. Well, it's Abe and Rob in for Andy and Randy. Dukes and Bell, are they here? Are they at State Farm? I don't know.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.